Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
17th home run, RBIs 50 and 51. Bang! Zoom goes Taylor.
That was the voice of Charlie Slows. He joins us on Grant and Danny's, presented by the five-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf, a proud partner of the Washington Nationals. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Charlie, that Michael Taylor home run, the exclamation point on what's been a banner several weeks for the young outfielder. He's hitting over 300 in the last 30 days of baseball, 17 jacks and 16 steals. What an impressive year for a guy that a lot of people, including myself, had decided was just never going to become what the Nationals wanted him to do after he was the MVP of the Eastern League in Double A.
And it has been easy for him because he wasn't a regular in the lineup at the beginning of the year with Adam Eaton playing center field and Worth in left and Harper in right. And then Eaton gets hurt. He's an everyday player. He does exceedingly well. And then he has that oblique injury that keeps him out about 7 weeks. And that's basically like starting over, trying to find his stroke again. And so I think when you look at the overall picture, yeah, there are times where he piles up a bunch of strikeouts and you hope over time that's something that will dissipate. But he's had a pretty good year. You're right.
Charlie, Nets offense in general, a little bit sluggish here heading into the postseason. I know that Harper's been out for a chunk of that, but it's really slowed down in September, hitting 227 as a team. OPS under 700 at 680, only getting on base at a 290 clip. Is it just kind of guys are haven't played meaningful baseball in a while and it's hard to grind through at bats? Is it injuries? What are you seeing? And you think they can get ramped up here in the next 5-6 games?
Well, you hope so. I mean, Dusty Baker's plan was to play everybody over the final week to hopefully get them where they need to be going into the postseason. But, you know, every day he's had to revisit that. Little bumps, little bruises. Ryan Zimmerman sat out the weekend series in New York. Rendon fouled a ball off in his foot earlier in the road trip, and he's been playing on that, so they gave him the night off last night. Murphy's kind of been in and out of the lineup with different things involving his legs, and so Dusty has to weigh, okay, do I get them in there trying to ramp them up for the postseason and risk trying to have them play through something that could linger, or do we just want them to back off so they can get rid of these things and then be fresh going into the postseason? So it's kind of been a mix of everything over the final month, and yeah, guys backing off the pedal probably a little bit is just a normal thing. But you hope now, guys like Jason Worth's been playing just about every game now, probably will the rest of the week try and get his stroke going for the postseason. And they'd like to do that with everybody, and of course get Bryce in there if he's healthy enough to go tonight and start getting him to play 4, 5, 6 innings and hopefully 9 innings by Sunday.
Worth did have a hit in an RBI yesterday, which was a good sign, but he still really struggled since coming off the DL. Looks like he's just going to be in the lineup, as you said, not just in the regular season, but in the playoffs, regardless of whether or not he's hitting or looks the part. How about looking at the rest of that lineup, some key guys that you think are pivotal in the playoffs? There's so much focus on Harper. I feel like people aren't talking enough about Trey Turner, what it would mean if he was able to get on and steal bases, or a guy like Anthony Rendon, who's had one of the best years of his career, and what a hot October would look like for him. And the good thing about the Nats, Charlie, they've got so much firepower. It's not like you just need one guy. Bryce Harper or not, they'd have a chance to score some runs.
Yeah, and that's really, what they hope to have, that kind of lineup from the beginning of the season on throughout. But naturally, you don't always have that because of injuries and whatnot. But when you talk to people who face the Nationals, coaches, managers of other teams, going back to early in the year, they looked at their lineup, any way that you put them in there, any order, as kind of a murderer's row because they're so hard to pitch to. And if everybody's healthy enough to play, whether, you know, Wirth bats second or bats down in the order, or, you know, if Wieters is able to hit the way he has in the last week come the postseason. And, of course, you know, we talk about everybody, how they're doing right up to the end of the season and hope that raises them from the postseason, then take 4 days off and try and ramp it up again. So sometimes you can overrate what they're doing now because you don't know how they'll come out in that playoff series. And of course you're at that point, you think you're facing the best competition pitching wise. So that can have a big effect on whether you're hot or not come a postseason game. But yeah, this lineup, any way you stack them up, is very, very difficult for teams to face.
Charlie, let's go to the bullpen side of things here. Outside of the names we know, obviously it's now Albers, it's Kinsler, it's Madsen, and of course Doolittle locking things down in the ninth. Give me a name of a guy that you think is actually going to pitch some really key innings or have some key moments for this Nats club in the playoffs.
Well, if you're facing key left-handed batters, I think Oliver Perez could be in a position to get some big outs depending what point of the game it is. If the starter gets you to the seventh inning, you know they're going Kinsler, Madsen, Doolittle, if all things are normal. But I think Perez could be there to get some huge big outs against left-handed hitters. You mentioned Albers probably, you know, slots into the sixth inning there to get big, big outs. You mentioned him already. Is it Solis? Is it Romero? Is it Matt Grace? Is it Joe Blanton having to get a big out in the sixth inning of a game? I mean, all things being equal, and you hope your starters are able to get you through at least six innings so you could go to your front line relievers. But if you're playing, you know, a third day in a row in the middle of a series, do they do that? It all depends. You'd like to have more weapons than you need.
Max Scherzer, Clayton Kershaw, one of the two is going to win the Cy Young Award. Kershaw has a better ERA and a better win-loss record, which to me doesn't matter, but to some voters does. Scherzer's peripherals are all better, including innings and strikeouts, whip, basically everything that he controls. And if you look at FIP, fielding independent pitching, which is what the pitcher controls of his ERA, Scherzer's is better than Kershaw's as well. I think he should win the Cy Young Award. What's your take on that, and do you think he will?
Well, if everyone takes into account all of the numbers and understands all of the numbers that you just explained, then he should win based on all those different things, because a lot of times numbers are skewed by a reliever coming in to give up runs, a men you leave on base when you come out of the game affects your ERA. You know, for instance, the game Max didn't really pitch well against Atlanta, and he came out down 4-2, bases loaded, and they hit a grand slam, and he gets charged with three of the four runs. That didn't happen to him very often this year. But, you know, I think he's had a terrific year. He hasn't won as many games as Kershaw. Despite having pitched more, Kershaw was out longer than Max was, two times Max with the neck issues. So it remains to be seen. I mean, the sway in recent years is not wins, and it's all of the other numbers that you just talked about. And I was looking at something this morning, doing some prep on Geo pitching tonight. If you take pitcher's war, Max is one in the National League, Geo is two. And if you take position players and throw them all in, Geo has the fifth highest war in the National League. How about that?
It's a remarkable, remarkable year for a great guy. Charlie, always appreciate the time. We will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Charlie Slow is one of the voices of Nationals baseball here on Grant and Danny. The final hour of our show kicks off with the big one next. Has your evaluation of the Redskins changed after a win nobody saw coming? Do you think they are better than you did before the start of the season at 2-1 with a win over the Raiders in tow? That's next on The Fan.
We were talking earlier, GP, making fun of me, obviously, about my college days. Well, what's cool about that is I'm the lightest I have been in terms of weight since I set foot on campus at the George Washington University 20 years ago, and it's thanks to EMP 180 Weight Loss. Not only have they helped me reach the reasonable goals I had coming in, but I've exceeded them. I've kept the weight off because they've shown me how to do it.
EMP 180 Weight Loss is making our lives better. EMP 180 Weight Loss is adding years to our lives. EMP 180 Weight Loss wants to help you. So what they have done, EMP 180 Weight Loss had an office at Tyson's Corner in Virginia. They still have. That's where I go. That's where Danny goes. They've opened an office in Rockville, Maryland, to accommodate those of you who live far away in Maryland and don't want to deal with traffic. They've now got offices in both states. There is no reason not to get on board. EMP 180 Weight Loss is the name of the company. They are why I'm down almost 70 pounds. Danny is down over 40 pounds.
EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.